Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this day, the day in which the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to see yet another day, Father God. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the blood that was shed on Calvary in the commitment of your only begotten Son, allowing us to come accepting him as our only begotten Savior and Son, dying and rising from the dead for our sins, O God. We confess that unto thee, that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. O God, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of the pandemic situations out there, Father God, we, Father, in the name of Jesus, take authority, Father God, on these sickness and disease. Speak in the name of Jesus above pandemic, upon brokenness, upon addiction, above anything that is not righteous in the life on today, oh God, in your life, we pray against it right now. For Jesus' name is greater than all names. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father God, glory and honor for who you are. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us of our unrighteousness and giving us a chance once again to get it right. Father God, we thank you for bringing us by thus far. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And I feel so awesome on today and blessed on today because I'm really thankful. When I sit back and look back at what God has brought me from, you see, somebody might not feel that you've been through nothing and you can feel anything at all in your life. But if you've been through something, if you know that God has carried you through when you don't know any other way, anything else could have, that it only could have been God, somebody ought to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe I'm not all the way where I should be, hallelujah, but I sure thank God I'm not where I used to be. 8 years clean and sober. Thank you, God. Making mistakes along the way and yet allowing God to change me, deliver me, heal me, and allow me to be more than what I was yesterday. Get another day and one more chance to get it right. I want everybody out there just to give God some praise and just give God some thanksgiving and glory and honor just to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, hallelujah. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we take time to come forth to read the Word of God, where we come forth in chapter 32 of the book of Deuteronomy. And as always, before any further ado, we want to give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is in the name of Jesus. And we also want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of our ministry here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance, as well as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless her as she continues to work diligently in the fields as well, taking care of the elderly, as we also have a ministry associated with the homeless, in the name of Jesus, the hungry and the sick. Praise God. My wife also, as we know in ministry, we take care of the woman who does not have a husband or take care of the child, or the husband and the father is not in the home any longer. We also have a ministry for individual in reference to motivation towards men, young men. Amen. And we want to ask that everyone give us prayer and help us to continue to move forward, being men and women of God, pressing on for every round continues to go higher and higher. I want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even through our archives. We want to say God bless you. in the name of Jesus. Once again, praise God, and we thank you for joining us on today. Praise God. We're coming forth on the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Let us read. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For as his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are of perverse and crooked generation. Do ye this, requite the Lord? O foolish people and unwise, is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the old days. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy fathers, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Host High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, and set the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found in the desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as an apple in his eye and an eagle stirreth up the herd nest, flittereth over the herd young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. On the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field, and he made him to suck honey of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kin, and milk of sheep, with fat of lamb, and rams of the bread, breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jerusalem waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat, thou art grown thick, and thou art covered with fatness. Then the forsook God which made him land lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation and provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom thou knew not, under new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he had hurt them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see that their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is not no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spin my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without, the terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling which with the man of gray hairs, I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Well, it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest thou adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, or hand is high. The Lord hath not done all this, for they are the nations void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How would one chase 1,000 and to put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For the rock is not as our rock. Even our enemies themselves being judged. For the vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. The grapes are grapes of gall, the clusters of bitter. The wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this load up in store with me, and seal it among my treasures? They may belong to giant vengeance, and recompense their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them has haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, the repent himself for his servants. When he seeth that the power is gone, and there is none shut up or left, and he shall say, wow, all their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I am he, that there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword, the main hand take hold on judgment. I will render vengeance to my enemies, and I will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drink of with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of vengeance upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, and he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance for his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of his song in the ears of the people. He in Joshua, the son of Nun, and Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts upon all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. And for it is not a vain thing for you, but it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether ye go over the Jordan to possess it. The Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into the mountain, Abram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for the possession. And I in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because he trespassed against me, against the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah, Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because he sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Chapter 33. For this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai
and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they set down in thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inhabitants of the congregation of Jacob, and he was king of Jerusalem. When the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel are gathered together, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. For this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be thou a help to him from his enemies. And for Levi, he said, let thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Messiah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto the father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brother. For now, his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put the increase incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the word of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. End of Benjamin, he said. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coaches beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth in fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the dust, in the bush. Let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brother. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of the unicorn. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain, and there shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. For they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of the treasures hid in the sand. And of God, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth God. He dwelleth as a lion, and tiered in the arm of the crown of the head. And he provided the first part of himself, because there in the port of the lawgiver was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgment with Israel. And Dan, of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of the Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in thy excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms. And he shall thirst out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them, Israel. Then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. O, is it unto thee? O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, liars unto thee, and thou shalt thread unto the high places. Chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo and the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali in the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto outmost sea, and the south in the plain of the valley of Jericho, a city of palm trees unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth-peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. Art Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And thou rose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, and all the signs and the wonders which the Lord set him to do in the land of Egypt, and to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty land, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of Israel. That concludes the last chapter, 34 of the book of Deuteronomy. Once again, praise God. We want to thank you for joining us on today. We want to ask that you continue to bless us, pray for us, and tune in to our show every day. We also have, once again, Brother Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California, that still comes on Monday. Feel free to tune in, praise God, to the show. You can dial in, praise God, for this show at 516-387-1255, and you'll be able to listen to the show. We want to once again thank you for joining us on today. Let you know that I love you with the love of God. But I, just like everyone else, have situations, and God, the enemy brings us under attack. And there's come a time when you almost want to let go. You're not the only one that shares in that. Many do.
This song,
sharing the
God's
song.
Mercy kept me.
He kept me.
So I wouldn't let go.
So I wouldn't let go.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel. Just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Depression weighed me down. God help me.
got a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's
mercy. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
I wouldn't let